from KQED.
Doctors say obesity can be especially dangerous during pregnancy, raising the risk of premature birth, diabetes, and a host of other problems for mothers and their babies. Kenny Goldberg has more from KPBS in San Diego.
Cecilia Frickman is going through her first pregnancy. She talks about how things are going with Dr. Jessica Kingston, her OBGYN at UC San Diego.
And how are you doing with your activities and your exercise?
The fatigue has set back in, okay. So I'm really tired. I'm feeling like I need naps every day.
Frickman goes on to say she hasn't been able to walk or do any other exercise.
But we were just talking about it on the way here that we should try swimming and see if that helps.
Yeah, especially at this point in pregnancy, that's an activity that I recommend a lot.
Frickman is 29 years old. She says she's had a tough time with her weight her entire life. Right before she got pregnant, she buckled down and lost 30 pounds. But since then...
It's been hard. I think I've gained a lot of it back, and it's kind of been a struggle to try to maintain the weight and healthy weight for the baby and for myself as well.
Nearly 2 out of 3 American women of childbearing age are either overweight or obese. Dr. Yvette LaCoursier practices with Dr. Kingston at UCSD. She says over the last 20 years in the U.S., there's been a 40% increase in the number of women who begin their pregnancy overweight.
Not only has the percentage of women increased over the last period of time, but also the size of the patient has increased as well, such that at UCSD, about 18% of our women show up to labor and delivery over 250 pounds, and 1% to 2% over 300 pounds at the time of delivery.
Statewide in 2008, nearly 5% of women weighed 250 pounds or more at the time of delivery, and about 1% of women were 300 pounds or more. LaCoursier says women who are too heavy during pregnancy are really taking chances.
Overweight and obese women are at increased risk for most of our obstetric complications. Starting from the early first trimester, they're at increased risk for cesarean delivery, gestational diabetes, hypertension, both before pregnancy and during pregnancy.
These women also have a greater likelihood of delivering a baby who has fetal problems. And when they do, their babies often require special care at a neonatal intensive care unit. Like this one at UCSD Medical Center in Hillcrest. Here, babies are hooked up to monitors and fed intravenously. Dr. Frank Menino directs the center. He says when the mom has gestational diabetes, their baby is more likely to be born premature and suffer from breathing problems. What's more, Menino says obese mothers may be setting up their infants for lifelong weight problems and other health issues.
We're concerned that what is happening in utero, because of whatever the situation is with the mother, could affect the fetus for the entire life. We won't know about this for another generation.
The Institute of Medicine in Washington, D.C. has recently revised its guidelines downwards for how much weight an obese woman should gain during pregnancy. UCSD Dr. LaCoursier tries not to browbeat her patients about their weight. She instead likes to focus on healthy lifestyles and the need for proper nutrition.
I think part of it is setting the expectation with the patient early that it's part of an important prenatal health care picture, that their weight is directly related to the health of their baby, and women are very responsive to taking care of the health of their babies.
Cecilia Frickman says she's trying to do the right thing. Frickman has even consulted with a nutritionist to get tips on healthy eating. She thinks it's making a difference.
But again, it's frustrating because even though I'm doing all that, I'm still gaining, which is normal for the pregnancy. But at the same time, you kind of feel like, ugh, it's tough.
LaCoursier has recently published a study that reveals yet another risk for pregnant women who are obese. The study indicates these women have a higher likelihood of suffering from postpartum depression. For the California Report, I'm Kenny Goldberg in San Diego.